when I make smoothies at home, I always put way too much peanut butter in them. But I put peanut butter on everything I can. Peanut butter sandwiches, bagels, smoothies, bananas, you name it. Ice cream. I generally don't do that. When I'm making them at home, it's usually fruit. Like, I'm big for strawberries and bananas, strawberry and blueberry. Sometimes I've got some blackberries and raspberries I throw in, although those get a little seedy. But I generally do a cup of frozen fruit, a cup of like oat milk or something like that, and a cup of fiber, whether it be bran flakes or something else. But and then a scoop of protein powder. Those were what I was doing, and those were pretty good for me. But you know, I got sugar thing to worry about, so I got to be careful on, you know, the fruit's bad enough, and those were good because I think the fiber made up for the for all the fruit sugars, which are better sugars than the others. Now I like the peanut butter parfait one or whatever the heck it is. I'll get that. I'll generally sub the I'll either get Splenda or half turbinado, but most of the time I'll just get Splenda. But I don't notice the difference, and it saves a lot of sugar and calories.